Coverage continues from the Cattle Industry Convention 2019. I'm Ron Hayes, and today we've got along with us Kevin Kester, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, producer out of California. Our coverage is powered by Corteva AgriScience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. I know that you've enjoyed your year as NCBA president, Kevin. What do you think, you know, what memories are you going to take especially out of this year?
Well, there's a bunch of memories. It's been, timing's everything. This has been a great year for the industry, a great year for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. A couple of things top of mind is our trade issues, travels across the world for executing trade and improving our beef demand across the globe. So trade's going to be one thing, and some of the excursions we took to finalize trade deals, China, for example. And then we got the Farm Bill signed before Christmas. That was a big deal for us. We got it done before Congress changed hands and any shenanigans could get inserted into the Farm Bill. So that was a big deal. So those are two examples of things that I'm very glad that I'll have memories of.
Saw your big smiles there behind the president there on the day of the signing.
That's it, right. So that just shows how important for President Trump the agriculture and the beef industry is in particular. I was assigned the position to stand right behind him at the signing table.
One thing, a little bit of breaking news, I understand the executive committee has approved some funds to be an intervener in a case that involves the Farm Service Agency and some legal folks that are tied back to HSUS. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so a legal issue was brought to our attention on a potential lawsuit filed against the Farm Services Agency, and the issue is the Farm Services Agency, under some conservation programs, gave a categorical exclusion to include confined animal operations, feeding operations, up to 1,000 head from the prior practice of 500 head. So they expanded these programs to where CAFOs could apply for conservation funding and improve their practices for up to 1,000 head without having to go through NEPA process. Well, there's a law firm called Public Justice, headed by a former HSUS attorney, and they filed action trying to nullify that action for the Farm Services Agency. So National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Committee authorized funding to file an amicus brief, and we're going to go out and try to get other entities to engage with us to fight these HSUS front law firm against trying to put us out of business.
Of course, along those same lines, they are involved, and we've got some groups that are going after the dollar head beef checkoff on a couple of different legal fronts. I know NCBA is trying to be a defender.
We are. So the very same attorney and the very same law firm has filed lawsuits against the USDA and included that as the Montana Beef Council and ultimately 14 other beef councils for a total of 15 in trying to ruin our beef checkoff and put an end to it in some cases. So we are interveners in that case. We got status just recently in that, and we're going to fight it tooth and nail to protect our beef checkoff.
Obviously, a lot of good things going on in Washington, even with the partial government shutdown. You mentioned obviously the 2018 farm law. With the end of the shutdown, at least for the time being, that means EPA can move forward with getting the public listing of the of WOTUS 2.0 or the new and improved waters of the U.S. This is something I know that NCBA has been very, very interested in.
Well, yeah, it's been at the top of our list on regulatory issues. The Obama 2015 Obama proposal for Waters of the United States jurisdiction was god-awful. My ranch in California, 100% all the acres of my ranch would have been covered under that Obama-era definition. Under the Trump administration definition, which was just rolled out recently in Washington, D.C., and I was a part of that rollout, 0 acres of my ranch would be covered. So it's a big deal for farmers and ranchers across the United States. We're moving in the right direction, but it's not a done deal yet. So people need to pay attention to it and be engaged.
And I know you'll have a campaign going to make sure folks make some public comments.
Absolutely. So people do have to get engaged, like I said. The public comment process is just beginning on the new Trump administration definition. We have to be engaged in that and submit as many comments and contact as many elected officials in the federal government as you can on this issue. And at the same time, pay attention, because in several federal district courts, we have lawsuits that were engaged in against the old Obama proposal, and we got to make sure those come to a successful conclusion also.
Let's talk maybe internals a little bit. I know that you're really pleased with the turnout here in New Orleans. Traditionally, Nashville is one of your big venues, but it looks like New Orleans is a great one too.
Absolutely. Since 1985 was the last time the old National Cattlemen's Association was here in New Orleans. 2 years ago in Nashville, we set an all-time attendance record of around 9,500 in Nashville. This year, we're going to go over 10,000. It's going to be interesting to see how close we come to 11,000 people showing up here in New Orleans and having successful cattle industry meetings in our big NCBA trade show.
Been worth your while being in this public setting and, you know, giving of your time and going through the officer chairs?
It has, because NCBA is in a position where we can make effective change and contribute to the success of the cattle and beef industries. That is so rewarding to be able to do that. So my officer team, our officer team at NCBA, our professional staff in Denver and Washington, D.C. office are above board, outstanding people that work for our industry each and every day on our behalf when we're not in Washington or in other issues. And so I'm so proud of that. And to be a part of that success is really gratifying.
Outgoing president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kevin Kester. From the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention here in New Orleans, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.